August 12, 1915. The will, the love, the desires of the soul, running together with those of Jesus, will form the net to defend both of them and to save souls. As I was in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus came for a little while, telling me, "My daughter, how hard people are. The scourge of war is not enough, the misery is not sufficient to make them surrender. They want to be touched in their own flesh, otherwise one cannot manage to make them mend their ways. In fact, look what happens in battles, how holy religion gains within them on battlefields, and why? Because they are being touched in their own flesh. This is why it is necessary that there be no country which will not be caught in the net, in one way or another, but that all of them be exposed to being touched in their own flesh. I don't want to do this, but their hardness forces me to." In saying this, he was crying. I cried along, and I prayed him that he would make the people surrender with no slaughter and no blood, and that all be saved. "And Jesus, my daughter, everything will be enclosed in the union of our wills. Your volition will run together with mine, pleading sufficient graces for the salvation of souls. Your love will run into mine. Your desires and your heartbeat will run into mine, asking for souls with an eternal heartbeat. All this will form a net around you and me, in which we will remain as if woven inside. This will serve as bulwark for defense, within which, while defending me, you will be protected from any danger. How sweet it is for me to hear in my heartbeat the heartbeat of a creature who says, 'Souls, souls.' I feel as if chained and conquered, I surrender.